Hey y'all, and welcome back to The Social Diaries, where we not only talk about becoming, but nurturing the lifestyle of self-improvement, self-mastery, and self-discovery. So for today's episode, I want to start out with a quote that is kind of going to be the idea of this entire episode. And the quote is, "Set a goal so big that you can't achieve it until you grow into the person that can." I want to repeat that. Set a goal so big that you can't achieve it until you grow into the person that can. And that quote definitely resonated with me because during this time period, it's still early in the year. People kind of are losing that new year motivation, that new year glow. And I did mention on previous episodes as far as starting new habits and becoming a new person and all these other things. And one thing that I reiterated before was, you know, start small, right? Start building up certain habits to have the understanding that as time goes on, these habits are going to increase for you. As time goes on, you are going to get better at them. But, you know, don't put too much pressure on yourself to be perfect at these things. Don't put too much pressure on yourself to, you know, be the best at them. And I do still feel that way to a certain extent. But one thing I realized is that sometimes is a idea that is pushed too often to just start slow. Just kind of assimilate yourself into it, right? Just put your toe into the water and then slowly get your entire body into it. And now I'm coming to the understanding that, no, you need to go head first into that pool. You need to jump into that pool. You get what I'm saying? You need to get in there fast. Do not give your body the ability to be like, that's cool. Don't give your mind the ability to be like, I don't think I like that. Because one thing I'm understanding is that you are not going to fully grow until you strain your body. You are not going to fully grow mentally, physically, whatever the case may be, until you push your body to growth. You are not going to grow in the gym, for example, right? Everybody's going to the gym and trying to, you know, build muscle and all these other things. And one thing that I've learned as far as my gym process, and anybody will tell you, is that your muscles grow at your max. So they often tell individuals, like, it's actually not that good and you're probably not that growing if you can be like, oh yeah, I can do 20 reps of this, or I can do 15, 17 reps of something. You're probably not growing. It's the reps where you can only do 5 and you're like, on the 5th one, you literally pulling it up and you like, oh, finally. That's when you actually grow. Your body grows when it's pushed to the point of growth. You literally have to push your body to grow. And I feel like that's something that people are getting a better understanding of when it comes to your physical. But people need to understand that's also mentally happening too. I think we have this idea that once we get to a certain age, our brains stop growing, right? And a lot of people, I mean, your perception is your reality, you feel like. But one thing I am learning is that, no, it's not. Your perception is your current reality, but that can change. And I say that to say, a lot of times the things that we're going through, the things we're experiencing, the life that we live, we have to understand that we are only viewing it from our perception. So if you perceive a situation as bad, it's going to be bad. If you perceive a situation as good, it's going to be good. And it's not a matter of what's going on, even though we may feel like that. Oh, I'm going through this, so it's bad. Or I'm going through this, so it's... No, it's all based upon your perception. Because believe it or not, there are individuals who are going through quote-unquote worse than you right now. And they wake up with more gratitude than you. They wake up happier than you. And there's people who are going through better than you right now. The situations you're like, I wish I never dealt with this. And if I only wasn't dealing with this and dealing with that, my life would be great. And it's people that's going through... They got all that stuff that you want. And they wake up every day mad, sad, and angry. So it's all based on how you perceive your life, how you perceive the things that you're going through. And a lot of that comes from sometimes the bandwidth of your brain. Sometimes your brain literally does not have enough capacity to see things differently. Your perception to you is your reality. That's how you're perceiving things. That's how you're looking at things. That's your outlook on things. So that's how you're attracting things. And I say that to say, one thing I've recently learned is a process called neurogenesis. And neurogenesis is the process by which new neurons are formed in the brain. So I want y'all to understand, the brain that you have now, the neurons that you have now, which are kind of like just the stems that are generated in your cell, in your brain cells, different things like that, which lead to things such as your thinking process and your just lead to how you do things in life, essentially, how you think about things, all that. The neurogenesis is the process in which you can develop new neurons. Like, I want people just to imagine that. When I found that out, I thought that was so crazy, because I essentially thought our brain is our brain. Like, the brain you got, you better take care of it right now, because you ain't going to get a better one. You ain't going to get a new one. But essentially, you can. Similar to how when you go to the gym, you can build muscle, but you have to do it at max strength. At your tap out point, that's when you build new muscle. You can do the same thing for your brain. But similar to how I said in the gym, you have to do it to max, the same thing for your brain. So you have to do those things to become the individual that you want to be, to achieve the goals that you want to get. You literally have to become a new person. And it's not just a matter of, oh, I'm going to wake up 10 minutes earlier. Oh, I'm going to wake up 30 minutes earlier. No, you can wake up at 5 in the morning. And I know for some people that might be like, girl, I already wake up at 5. You know what I mean. Like, your version of 5 in the morning. You have to, you know, go to sleep. I don't know. Let's say 2 hours early. I don't know. For some people, it's different time periods. But I say that to say, like, you have to do the necessary things to literally tap out your brain. Literally, like, the things that you have to force yourself to do, the things that don't feel like you could do. You have to read for 30 minutes a day. You have to have 9, you get what I'm saying? If there's a task you want to work on, something that you have to do, have 90 minutes of straight focus. For a lot of people, that sounds crazy. Like, if you think about it, 90 minutes of straight focused, Monday through Friday, on one specific task, which is called the 90-91 method, which is, individuals say you will achieve a lot more if for 90 days you work on a task for 90 minutes. You achieve a lot more than an average individual who is trying to achieve that thing. But it's 90 minutes of complete, it's complete kind of focus. Like, you're just focusing on that thing. You're not focusing on anything else but that thing. How the trajectory it can change your life. Like, things like that. Literally looking up specific traits of billionaires. What are things that billionaires do? Like, I'm big on documentaries. I'm very big on understanding how the individuals who live the life that I want to live, what are some of the things that they do? And I do not confine myself to the capabilities or to the idea that I can't do that. I can do that in some form or some variation. Even me currently, one thing I'm going to start doing, and I'm going to tell you guys about it next week, my process of doing it. Hopefully I, you know, get with it. There's something called cold plunging. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it before, but a lot of, you know, high productivity individuals do it. And it's something in which when they wake up in the morning, they have like these, they're kind of like these little mini hot tubs, but they're filled with ice and water, and they plunge inside there for like 2-3 minutes. And it has a lot of benefits for your body. And it's something that a lot of billionaires, millionaires do, high performance individuals. And a lot of the benefits are things such as, you know, it helps with your muscles contracting and all your muscles and stuff like that, to help, especially when you're going to the gym. It helps with things such as, of course, waking you up in the morning. It helps with things such as boosting your metabolism. It helps with things such as triggering certain neurons in the brain. I mean, you can search it up yourself, but the list goes on so many benefits that you can have from cold plunging in the morning. And I currently do not have anywhere to put a cold plunge. I cannot put it on my balcony because it will go right down to my neighbors. And if the water goes over, I don't want to deal with that. So my variation of it is I'm going to take cold showers when I wake up in the morning. For 2-3 minutes, I'm going to have the shower on the coldest it could be. And I'm just going to sit inside there or just stand there. And when I tell you, I'm so scared, like, I'm one of them people that like showers so hot that when it touch my booty, it's thing. Like, I like them kind of hot showers. So I am not going to lie, I am a little scared about the process, but that's something that I noticed from listening to podcasts, from watching documentaries. That's a trait that a lot of high performance individuals do. And I want to be a high performer. So that's something that I need to probably start doing, introducing inside of my schedule, introducing inside of my, you get what I'm saying, inside of my routine. Waking up at 5 a.m. is something that I'm also going to introduce. I know this might be a little bit TMI, but I am on my monthly. Sorry, I didn't I don't want to make that a little weird for people. I say that to say, so I'm not going to start either of these things until approximately Friday. But these are all the things that I am starting this week, right? So I'm literally making a list of like all the things that I am starting, and I'm getting this list from high performance individuals. As I told you before, or I told you guys before in previous episodes, like follow the breadcrumbs. You want to be a high performing individual. You want to be a, you get what I'm saying? Somebody that reaches big goals and all these other things. You don't know how to do it. You obviously, like, don't convince yourself, oh, I know what to do, because you don't. Because if you genuinely knew what to do, you probably would be doing it. You get what I'm saying? You probably don't. So let's come with that understanding that first, you probably don't know what to do. So research some of these things. Get an understanding of certain, a lot of these things. And give yourself the ultimatum that you need to do it at full capacity. You need to do it at full, you get what I'm saying? Full strength. Now, I say that to say, I don't mean that y'all should all be waking up at 5 a.m. in the morning, doing a cold shower, going to the gym for 2 hours and da 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 da. Obviously, well, not, I mean, I say obviously, that's not the correct word. Do it to the goal that you have. So I say that to say, like, me currently right now, I am going through a, I guess you could say it, a drought. I guess you could say a dry period. But when it comes to my business, when it comes to creativity, it just feels like I don't have any. I feel so stuck right now. I feel so like I don't know what to do. I don't even know, like, and I read books and I listen to podcasts and all that isn't working. And I'm realizing my brain literally at the capacity it is right now, literally cannot even think of the kind of things that I want to think of, if that makes any sense. It literally can't even hypothesize or come up with some of the things that I currently want to think of, or some of the things that I currently think that can help me. And so my direction of doing it, my way of doing it, is building the neurons in my brain by stretching my brain width. And stretching my brain width, as I said before, to do that, you need to put your, immerse your brain in doing hard things. And so that's my process of doing it. That's my reasoning to doing it. So mine isn't directly articulated in a sense of, if I do this, this will happen. For some of you guys, it may be like that, depending on what your goal is. But I say that to say, don't do it in a sense of, oh, I want to become like this person, so I got to wake up at this time, go to sleep at this time, eat this food, da da da. Like, I'm just doing it right now. I'm focusing on the wake up. I'm focusing on a waking up at 5 a.m. and changing my mind kind of like that. And then what am I doing in between my first hour of wake up is very important to me. So that's what I'm adjusting. Even though I did bring up the cold, you know, showers and stuff like that. But for me, that's just part of like my 5 a.m. wake up, if that makes any sense. So for you, it may be a different particular thing. Maybe you need to work on a specific business model. You get what I'm saying? Or maybe you do need to take certain hours out of the time that you allocate to, you're focusing on something, or you're only doing something. To each his own, depending on the individual. But one thing I want you to understand is that you need to figure out what your goal is. Because one thing I want to iterate is in the quote that I said, set a goal so big. So not goals. Because I think another thing that's what gets people too is like you're focusing on too many things. No, set a goal so big. So for me, my goal is expanding my brain's bandwidth to introduce more creativity, to introduce more kinds of productivity. Because I know that I can do more. I know that I can be more, but I know right now I literally don't know what to do. And there are moments where you may not know what to do, or you may not know where to go. So you might want to implement something like this, where you're like, this is literally going to, you get what I'm saying? This is literally going to give me an hour in the morning where nothing can distract me. Nothing can, there's nothing that can bother me. Nobody's up at 5 a.m. in the morning. Nobody's up. You get what I'm saying? During that time period. So I'm able to pour into me. I'm able to given to me while still having an understanding of like, okay, well, this is what I'm doing during this time period. I'm not just waking up early. I'm actually doing this. I'm actually doing that. But I'm still waking up early because I know that's going to strain my brain. I'm still waking up early because I know that's something that's going to be so hard for me. You get what I'm saying? So I say that to say different strokes for different folks. You need to figure out what you need to do, but you need to implement something currently right now. In my opinion, a lot of us need to implement something that literally seems impossible to us. That literally seems like, I don't know how I'm going to do this thing. Like, literally to the point where sometimes you may have to re-strategize things. Because, like, right now, I currently have to re-strategize what time I'm going to sleep. Because I currently do not go to sleep at a certain time period that can be somebody that wakes up at 5 a.m. And then even going into going to sleep, one thing I struggle with is staying asleep. So now I have to restructure my day in which, you know, I'm not even on my phone 2 hours before I go to sleep. For some people, that sounds crazy. For me, it sounds crazy too, especially considering I am a content creator. But one thing I realized is, like, I read in research that, you know, we already knew our body produces a certain level of melatonin, but the blue light on our phones, which is the light that your phone gives off, it actually decreases your level of melatonin. So the closer you are on your phone to the time it is for you to go to sleep, the higher probability you probably have to wake up in your sleep, and the lower probability you have to have a deep sleep. So it's not just about going to sleep. It's very imperative to also have a deep sleep. And that's one of the things that it's kind of like, when people hear about people who wake up at 5 a.m. and all this other stuff, it sounds crazy. But then when you really do your research on certain stuff, it's like, dang, that person that wakes up at 5 a.m., they probably get a better sleep than you. They probably more energized than you. Because if they did the necessary things, you get what I'm saying, to help them go to sleep, you out here struggling and you waking up at 7 a.m. You out here struggling, you waking up at 8 a.m. and you waking up sometimes tired, and you waking up sometimes, you get what I'm saying? So I say that to say, also do the research on the things, of course, but it's a way in which you need to change your life. It's a way in which you need to change all the things, not all the things, but change so you can achieve that goal. Change so you could become the kind of person that, as I said before, that this thing is normal for. This is the kind of person that does this thing, but it has to be something drastic. You cannot go into a small no more. Like, that's one thing I'm really realizing. I cannot go into these things small no more. I cannot go into these things with just my toe, with my foot. Like, a specific goal that I have to do what's necessary to immerse myself in this. It's kind of like if I was to tell you, oh, you know, learn Spanish right now, and you were to use like a Duolingo or one of those little apps or something like that to learn Spanish, probably would take you months or a year to really, you know what I'm saying, get into it. If I drop you in Spain for 3 months, 90 days, you will probably come back knowing it pretty well, because now I just dropped you here and you got to figure out how to go around, and you got to, because you immersed yourself. So I think about it in that way. Like, I genuinely have to immerse myself in this thing. Having an understanding is not going to be easy. Having an understanding is going to be hard. Like, I'm not saying, it's so much easier to say this to y'all. Like, it's so much easier to say this on a podcast and be like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do, because I know when it's time to wake up, I'm going to want to literally cry. But at the same time, I realize, like, what I'm doing right now is not sufficing me. This little growth is not doing nothing. It's not building no muscle. Like, I am an advocate that, you know, you do have to take time to grow. And I am an advocate of, you know, certain things you can't put time restraints or whatever the case may be on. I do understand that. But I feel like we also need to be realistic with ourselves and just be like, I'm babying myself too much. I'm making it too easy to go back. I'm making it too easy to quit on this thing without feeling a difference. Like, if you wake up at 5 a.m. for 2 weeks straight and then you start waking up back at your normal time, you're going to kind of feel a difference, whether it's mentally, whether it's physically, because your body kind of is getting into it. Now, don't get me wrong, it's going to take more than 2, 3, even 4 weeks to build a real habit. I really don't believe in a 21-day thing, but if you do something like wake up 30 minutes earlier than you do now, and you try that, and then you start waking up again, you get up, say, after 2 weeks to the time you regularly wake up, it's not really going to feel like a difference. That 30 minutes is not that much of a difference. So I realized, like, I need to literally change my life so much so that even if I do try to go back, or even, I feel like, this is just me personally, I feel like it'll be more of a, I have a more of a, like, an alarm. Like, whoa, this is different. Okay, like, you know you're going back, because I feel like a lot of times when we do go back to our old ways, we usually wake up and realize it. You get what I'm saying? You usually wake up and be like, dang, I used to do this, or I used to do that. It's not, sometimes it is, but I feel like it's not normally a conscious thing. We don't consciously do a lot of stuff. It's just life is be life in. And you realize, oh, wait, I haven't read this book in so amount of time. I haven't done this workout in so amount of time. I haven't, you know. But when things drastically change for you, that's when it's easy to be like, wait, no, this is different. And so that's when you can take charge and say, hey, I need to go back to what I was doing. I need to go back to wake up at 5 a.m. or sit in your bed and stay comfortable and wake up at whatever time you usually wake up. But I feel like it makes it easier, and it makes it, in my opinion, more of a fork in the road. Like, it makes it easier for you to make that decision because it's a larger distinction between the two, if that makes any sense. But I don't know. I just felt like I wanted to talk about that topic because I feel like everybody talks about going slow, and everybody talks about, you know, slowly acclimating yourself and slowly. But it's like, a lot of us need big jumps. A lot of us been doing slow shit for so long. Like, you've been being slow, slowly the slug. Like, I get they say slow and steady wins the race. But at the same time, it's like, no, some of us need quantum jumps in certain areas. Some of us need that hurl, jump, flop. Like, we don't need that little slow whatever thing. And like I said before, really immerse yourself, right? Get an understanding of what are some of the traits of individuals who are doing some of the, like, this is how I learn these things. It's not like, oh, I just woke up one day and was like, yeah, cold shower is good. Like, I learned these things from listening to podcasts of, you know, high performing individuals or people who are doing things that I want to do, right? Like, don't get me wrong, I do appreciate you guys for listening to this podcast, and I do feel like I provide a lot of growth and ideas for you guys, but, like, I'm talking about people who are currently making millions and billions of dollars. I'm talking about people who are currently at your goal right now type thing. Like, those are also the type of content that you need to be consuming, not just individuals who are also on the growth journey with you, which are good as well as far as, like, community and understanding. You get what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, You don't need too much understanding. You don't need too much of a, you know what I'm saying, a pat on the back or good job. Like, sometimes you need somebody to be like, yeah, I do this and I do that. And you just listening to them like, dang, wow, that is, how does she fit that in her day? How does he do? Like, you need to start immersing yourself and listening to those kind of people as well. Hearing the lives of those kind of individuals as well. Because, like I said, your perception is your reality. So if you have this perception that only certain things could be done in a day and only certain things could happen, when you hear about individuals or see individuals that are doing 10 times what you thought was possible in a day, then it helps you look inside and reflect inside yourself, like, wait a damn minute, I thought I was doing the most that a human being could do, and they like, basically, I mean, they ain't talking to you directly, but they basically saying to you indirectly but directly, you're not doing shit. You're not doing nothing in the day. That little bit that you're tired about, what? That ain't even, my assistant does more than that by 6 a.m. type thing. And it's like, those are certain things that you don't know. There's certain things that you aren't aware of unless you immerse yourself in those things. So I definitely do recommend that. And the final thing I do want to touch on as far as this whole process of, I said, growing into that person and all the another thing is, one piece of growth, like I said before, is heavily immersing yourself and building that strength and building that muscle. But one thing that messes us up in this generation with doing that is that we have too much information. So yes, I did say watch certain documentaries, right? Yes, I did say listen to certain podcasts of high performing individuals, whatever the case may be. But one thing I want you to do is allocate enough time, or not even enough, a certain amount of time to apply these things and re-retain these things. Because the thing is, a lot of people like to say, oh, I read 5 books a month, or I do how many times, I listen to 20 podcasts a week. And it's like, that's really cute, but how many of those can you recite back to me? If I was to give you $1 million right now, how many of those books can you tell me 90% of the book? Most people can't. And one thing I'm realizing even about myself is that I do read all this information. I do a lot, know a lot of information, but the retaining side is not what I'm so good on because I'm consuming all of this information. And so one thing I even said about myself for like my top 2 books that I read a month, because I've been trying to read a more personal development books that I have, like nonfiction books. But with the top books that I've read, I'm rereading those books because it's similar to watching a movie, right? The first time you watch a movie, it's kind of like, okay, you get an understanding of it. The second time you watch a movie, you start noticing things you didn't notice before. The third time you watch a movie, you really start getting the gist of it. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you don't get the gist of it, but I feel like the first time and the third time watching a movie, if you ever watched a movie 2-3 times, it kind of feels like a different movie when you're watching it because you're watching it through a different lens with a different perception. You get what I'm saying? So if a certain character is going to die, if a certain character is going to live, if a certain, you now have a different feeling about that individual. Contrary to when a character dies at the end, you cry the first time. Or even if you're like me, sometimes you cry every time you watch it. But if you get what I'm saying, you look at it from a different perspective because you know what's going to happen. So now certain things you may notice differently. Like, oh, wait, I didn't even notice he said that. Or, oh, wait, I didn't even notice in this part she had on the earrings, but this part she took them off. And I think that's how you need to be about your growth, right? So you're reading these books and you're listening to these podcasts or whatever, but like, not only do you need to read them and listen to them, retain them. So listen to them again. Read them again. And then write out plans to implement them. Because one thing I can say that hinders me is that I don't implement a lot of stuff. Like a lot of the books that I read and a lot of things that I retain, or I keep saying retain, but I don't really retain them. I get to know about, I don't retain a lot of this information. And that's been one of the worst things about it. Because I just became a whole soul, if you want to call it, or a whole thing of just information. I don't know much, really. No, retain, not much. So that's something I definitely do recommend during this journey. I think sometimes, because a lot of us may be like, but I read the books and I do this and I do that. And it's like, but you don't really retain much. That's what hinders you. You don't really apply much. You listen to it, you feel some way, you but the amount of application that you have is not really there. And so that's why these things are beneficial for you. That's why these things don't work. That's why you read 50 million growth books and you listen to 50 million podcasts and your life is still the same, because you haven't applied any of these things. So I feel like that's another thing that I told myself that I need to start doing, allocating time, just as much time as you may allocate. Hey, I said I'm going to read between this time and this time. Hey, between this time and this time, it needs to be a sense of application, depending on what that is. Or maybe it's in a sense of, okay, this book's going to take me this amount of time and this amount of time to read. And then I'm going to read it again from this amount of time, this amount of time. Don't wait too long in between the windows. You might want to have a certain amount of time. I keep saying that word. But you might want to, you know, have an application time period. But try to reread it. Try to re-retain it. Try to re-understand it. Because you might pick up different, not even saying you might. 9 times out of 10, you're going to see different things. You're going to have a different perception of things. You're going to have a different insight on things. And if anything, it's going to make it easier for you to apply these things. Because now you're not coming from it from the lens of someone that doesn't know this stuff. Now you're not coming from it as a lens of a newbie. Now you're coming from a lens of someone who's heard this before. And someone who's heard something always has a better understanding than an individual who's never heard it. They don't have as much of an understanding as someone who knows it, but they have a better understanding than an individual that didn't know it at all. So that's something that I definitely would recommend to do during this time period. That's about it. So I do want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. I know in the beginning I was rambling a bit because I was trying to get my thought together, but I apologize about that one. My mom actually sent me that quote. She sends us quotes probably like 5-6 times a week. Every morning, thoughts of the day or affirmations of the day. But she sent me that thought of the day, and I thought it was just so profound. I've been trying to share it with everyone because it really is like, dang, like, I can't, like, imagine the person I want to be. And then I have to realize, like, the person that I am can't even become that person. Like, I have to set a goal for myself so big that the person I am now can't become that person. That's the only way for me to grow. That's the only way for me to get out of whatever I'm going through now. And I feel like I said before, when it comes to working out and stuff, I knew that. That was common understanding. Yeah, you go to your max. You go until you can't go no more. That's when you build the muscle. But I never thought about it for the brain. Like, or when it comes to my goals, like, I have to create an image for myself in which the person that I am now, the things that I do now, from the smallest things to the biggest things to whatever, that person has to be a new version of me. And it is scary, and it is a lot. It is going to be a long process. I'm not saying this is going to happen overnight. It's not even going to happen in a month or two. It's definitely going to take time. But I think the first step is setting a goal so big that the person you are now can't achieve it. So you have to change. So you have to acknowledge the fact that whether it takes 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, you have to look back at yourself and say, have I, and be able to say yes. And it's not even about having emotion about it, like feeling any way, but just being able to say yes or no. Have I become or have I been doing things that the person that I want to be would do? Have I done anything in the direction of the person that I want to be? And it's a simple yes or no. It's not a, yeah, but because I had to, and because, no, it's a simple yes or it's a simple no. So yeah, but as always, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Don't forget to have a great one and see you guys next week.